Hi guys, how are you doing? Welcome to Life Review with Aduke, and it's your host Aduke Ade. And Happy New Year! Cheers to 2022. I hope this year brings a whole lot of joy, happiness, peace to our lives. So how are you doing? Ready for the new year? How are you feeling about it? Are you excited? Do you have some New Year resolutions? New Year, new me kind of thing. I know some of us are looking forward to the year and what it entails. Maybe you want to graduate, you want to get married, you want to start your business. I hope everything turns out perfectly well for us this year. 2021 was a whole lot, but I hope this year calms everything down for us. So I've been ransacking my brain on what I want to tell you people or what I want to talk to you people about. I checked Instagram, I went through all the podcasts I can, but nothing comes to my head. Apart from the fact that I just want to tell you some things, or would I say one thing or few things that can usher us into the new year in a better space, by making us be in a better space, in a better light kind of thing. So I want to talk about self-affirmations. I know that this is something that people don't really even give a damn about. Some people don't even care about self-affirmations. It's like a mantra. You know the way the Indians chant their mantras? That's how self-affirmations are to me. Personally, I am somebody that self-affirms a lot, and I feel like that is something that people need to do more. You know, we fight with a whole lot of self-confidence, self-love, not being enough, being stupid, being dumb, you know, all of those things. You know, I would say you are what you say you are. You know, if someone says you are stupid, if you accept the fact that you are stupid, then you are stupid. If someone says you are dumb and you accept that fact that you are dumb, instead of countering that person and saying, no, I am smart. Sometimes you don't even need to reply the person. It could just be an internal self-affirmation that I'm not dumb, I'm smart kind of thing. Do you understand? So, personally for me, I self-affirm a lot. To myself, I do say, Adelolapo, you are smart, you are beautiful, you are full of talent, and you are nice, you are kind, all of those good things that just whose positive things to yourself, say positive things to yourself. If you don't say those things to yourself, nobody's going to say it as better, as much as you. Self-love, this is something I keep fighting for. I don't want us to be narcissists, but I want us to have this self-love in between yourself, in your mind. Have that self-love. Appreciate yourself. It's just like you saying, God, I'm thankful that you created me. I know I am beautiful. This girl, fine. You know, those kind of things. I want that to just be a daily thing. This self-affirmation thing, I want it to be daily. It could be when you are sleeping, you might just remember. And sometimes, if you know you are not somebody that can remember things fast, you could just write it down. Adedolapo, you are beautiful. Oluwa Tosin, you are smart. Uraola, you are kind. You know, Damilola, you are amazing. All of those things, you could just say them to yourselves. And trust me, this is going to go a long way. It is a very good thing to usher self-affirmations into the year. And if you are somebody that is churchy, I'm not going to say churchy, so permit me for saying that word. Sorry for saying that word. But if you're somebody that has this strong faith in God, you could just go through the Bible verses. You know, I can do all things through to Christ that strengthens me. If you know you don't want to be saying all this self-affirmation, it sounds like, I don't know. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am made of God. And, you know, all of those things, I want us to keep saying them to ourselves. And if you know you can't remember those verses, write them down and make them a daily thing. That's actually a very good thing to usher into the year. And trust me, this is going to go a long way. I actually discovered this last year, in the middle of last year, when a whole lot was going on with me. I had to self-affirm. I had to say positive things to myself. And it's not like those problems were not there, but I just didn't capitalize on them. So that was what helped me through last year up until this year. So I want to pass that thing to us. I want us to feel joy. I want us to feel peace. I want us to share love to everybody and everything like that. I hope this one helps you. And also, I have an information that I want to pass. You don't have to be a COSA member or anything, but the 12 days of glory is going to start on the 2nd of January up until the 13th of January. You can join on YouTube, you can join on Instagram, social media platforms, COSA Global. Then you'll be able to just usher something, at least usher something into the year. And if your church is going through fasting, fast with them. That is a very good thing to start with the year. But I strongly recommend the 12 days of glory. I'm looking forward to it, and I want you to look forward to it. So join us on YouTube and let us praise the Lord into the new year. So that is what I want to say to you people. I hope this year brings a whole lot of joy. I hope it brings happiness, peace, love, kindness to us this year. I hope everything that we are praying for this year, hoping for this year, turns out perfect and good. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you so much. Thank you for sticking with me up until this year, from last year till this year. Even though I didn't drop so much episodes last year, at least I had over 200 listeners. And trust me, that's a first. There's a first time for everything. But thank you. I really can't thank you enough for sticking by me. I hope we start this year on a good note. And I promise, or I'll try, to be more updated on the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you so much. Bye, guys. Mm-hmm.